Good evening, Gamecock fans. JC Sherbert here with another Big Spur special. Hope you're all doing well this fine Thursday evening. Hope you're off tomorrow. I know my wife is. She's happy about that. With July 4th coming up on Saturday, Gamecocks 2 of 4, or 2 out of 4, have committed now as Davion Jones, the four-star safety from Huff High School in Cornelius, North Carolina. Josh Dobson's now teammate at Huff. He actually started his career at another high school as well as in West Charlotte for a while. He's been on the radar for the Gamecocks for a long time. Commits the Gamecocks over LSU, Georgia, Clemson, Tennessee. You can list them all there. He's the number, I think, 139 overall prospect in the country, according to the Rivals industry. I don't have that number in front of me, but he's a top 150 player. And certainly brings a lot to the table as far as the Gamecocks secondary class. If you remember back in May, South Carolina had a couple of kids, both out of Georgia. One was a low four star, one was a high three. And they visited, and Carolina backed off of them a little bit. The reasoning I was given was, we think we can get better with the amount of slots that we've got, and et cetera, et cetera. In other words, they're going to be very selective in the secondary as far as just quality of defensive back prospect, right? Now, of course, Torian Gray, Kelvin Millington, is kind of a guy that they evaluated, right? He's going to go find guys no matter what and coach them up. But that was the plan. Like, okay, so let's just go get dudes, like no-brainer dudes that we think are no-brainers, top of the board type guys. And of course, Josh Dobson was one. He was the top corner on the board. And gosh, they had Amari Fountain and Gerard Albright committed. How about that? They'd be talking about this being the best secondary class in the country if those two were still committed. I think there's still some window of opportunity with Albright. But you go through that, you go through those decommits. People are kind of wondering, why they didn't take those guys. Well, this is why, because, they felt good about Dobson for a while, not that they didn't have to battle and fight. And then Davion Jones, it just all kind of turned. I think LSU, was his favorite. But if you look, I mean, LSU today flipped a four-star safety from Texas. I think LSU's recruiting philosophy this year, and I don't know this for sure. This is unscientific and not sourced information. They just seem to be taking, I mean, anybody that's really good, they're going to take. And that's one way I've seen schools do this like this before. They'll take a bunch of guys and they'll have 4 running backs committed. And if you're Alabama under Nick Saban, sometimes you keep them, but most of the time you don't. But then, at the end of the day, you still get good prospects. You still got a loaded room that brings. It's just one way to do it, especially these days. It looked like LSU. Georgia was up there for a while, but. Carolina, before the visit started with Jones, his unofficials laid the groundwork for it. They had a great relationship with South Carolina, and they just ended up being the choice at the end of the day. Good recruiting, good piece of recruiting by everyone involved. Again, same people, Darren Usher, Shane Beamer, Torian Gray, obviously deserve a lot of credit for this. So how good is Jones? Well, I'll tell you this right now. It's not really a safety. He could very well end up playing safety, but he is a and Chris Clark and Wes Mitchell on Gamecock Central have been saying this, and I've been told this. He's a guy that could line up at any of South Carolina's positions on the defensive side of the ball. There's three of them, or well, sorry, if there's actually five, but it's a 4-2-5, JC. But there's two corners, two safeties, and a nickel. He could play nickel. And on film, he shows that skill set. He could play corner. I think he's got the hips and ball skills to do that. Very instinctive guy. And he obviously could play safety. And I'll kind of go through like kind of how he would do at the various positions. I think safety, one of the things, obviously, there's two parts to safety that are very important. One is run stopping, obviously. You can maybe not be a great tackler if you're a corner. But you can't be not be a great tackler if you're not a safety. I say it all the time. It's one of the things Nick Emenwore was just gifted at. A lot of times, tall guys that play on the back end, they have trouble maybe getting low and making the hits, taking the legs out from under guys and things like that. Not Nick, obviously. He was special in run support from the time he stepped on campus. But you have to do that. You know, that's why they called Nick an eraser, because somebody would, linebacker would miss a tackle or the line would get blocked, and here your safety. That's why they call it a safety. You got to make sure it doesn't turn into 28 yards when it's only six. And that's kind of what Nick brought to the table, and any good safeties do. Davion Jones has no problem with that. What impresses me about him the most is his closing speed on a football field. He's a fast guy, 10.7, 300 meter on the high school track. He's been timed at 4.44 in the 40. But like Dobson moves really quick in a football setting, this guy does too. He can take the speed and the athleticism, but he applies it in an advanced way to being a football player at the high school level. And that's really what most of your high-end safety prospects show on film. There may be, I mean, gosh, you can make a good safety out of a lot of different things, quarterbacks and everything else, of course. But really, in my experience, the guys that we ranked highly at safety that ended up hitting were all guys that like had all the measurables. They weren't always the biggest guys, and Davion's not, but they were guys that had the speed, had the 40, had the explosiveness. But then on the football field, they were all over the place making plays. And that's the kind of guy I think you want at this position, in terms of a high school recruit. Now, we know even the best laid plans, it doesn't always translate, but you want to get close to this to improve your chances of it translating. And I think Jones has a great shot to translate at Carolina. Like I said, not the biggest guy out there, but man, he can play. Somebody told me he reminds him of Antonio Allen a little bit. Antonio is a little bigger, I think, about 6'1", 6'2". Jones listed at 5'11". But he plays like Antonio, it's all over the place, just whether it's tackling, ball skills, whatever. He's an elite kick returner as well. And I wrote in a piece on the bigspur.com, gamehackcentral.com, that we'll release right after the commitment, which is coming, which has been done here. And right after I get off of this, the commitment video, or video and podcast. I wrote there that, somebody also mentioned Vakari Swain, and you can see that. You can see that when he makes interceptions and he's got the ball in his hands, or he's returning kicks or something like that. He's a guy that, is very comfortable toting the rock. And that's good. That's always good, man. You don't want some guy that can make interceptions and he just like looks really unnatural and fumbles the pick six and all that. But he certainly is, as far as the Swain comparison, it was also pointed out that not quite the athlete. Vakari is a elite athlete. Jones is an elite athlete, but Vakari is probably just a half a notch above him as far as that. And of course, Vakari plays corner. So, at safety, I think that's where he fits. Closing speed. There's some shoulder tackles on his film, but he does a really nice job when he has the opportunity to squaring up, going for their leg, like Nick Emenwore did, getting low, making sure the guy gets on the ground. So he's been coached pretty well in that standpoint. I mentioned corner. I think with the hips and ball skills and all that, he could play corner. He's not a stiff guy. Would it be the based on the film and the feedback, the first spot I'd put him at? No, but heck, he could play there. I mean, got to be a little bit, probably a little more development at that spot. And then what's really intriguing is nickel. The nickel in Carolina's defense could be a corner type or a safe, more corner, more safety. Davion Jones can do anything. Given his ability to run support, his ability to dissect plays, the way he closes on the football, the way he tackles well, then the ball skills, that could be where he ends up at the end of the day, is that nickel spot. And Carolina's had some good nickels under Clayton White and Torian Gray. And I think, you kind of look down the peer down the road a little bit, and he is an obvious candidate to get looks at nickel. Of course, in the secondary too, as you've seen at Carolina with Brandon Cisse, you're going to see it with Kwaishe Scott probably this year. You know, guys can go back and forth between nickel safety corner. Most of the time, it's one or the other. It's not all three. But Jones is the type of prospect eventually that could play all three. Definitely. I mean, there's no question about it. They're right about all that. So it's another guy from North Carolina. I know Dobson was more of a South Carolina guy that moved up there, but Davion's been in the Charlotte area the whole time. So he is a Tar Heel State guy. That's yet another blue chip prospect from North Carolina joining Dobson and four-star D tackle John Archer from Fayetteville, who I really like. That gives the Gamecocks three top 10 in North Carolina. They go for a fourth. Jaden Brody on Saturday from Rollsville, defense, highest three-star defensive end. And then don't forget Nate Carson, Nasty Nate. I call him Nasty Nate because he plays nasty. From Irmo, four-star offensive lineman, he will commit tomorrow. So we're halfway home on the fourth. What do I call it? The four commits, 4 days on the 4th of July weekend for the Gamecocks, and this is quite a turnaround, you know, because I think we've been talking about headwinds, and look, those are real. South Carolina would have even more big-time players committed, big-time prospects committed right now if it weren't for that. But like I said a couple of weeks ago, just take what you can get now, get to the season, win some games, and this class could end up being, depending on how many guys you can realistically flip, this could end up being a special class at the end of the day. On paper, it's all always on paper. All right, stay tuned to the BigSpur.com, GamecockCentral.com. I'm gonna have more on the recruiting North Carolina thing because Carolina started to really make some inroads up there. I think that's important if you can do it. If not, you have to work around it. But I think you can do it, and I think you know, while at the same time still recruiting Virginia and Maryland and D.C. Because those are excellent states as well. But I've got some things to say and write about that. So our special on the bigspur.com now, you can join for a dollar still, but you get 5 days for a dollar. And then this is a better deal than what we had going before. After 5 days, your subscription renews at half off. So you end up paying like $6 a month for, or $5.95 a month for a whole year. Man, that saves you a bunch of money, in my opinion. We're all about creating value on On3 with the Big Spur and Gamecock Central. All right, so thanks for listening here on YouTube. Also on the podcast, ITG podcast stream, as we are on hiatus. We've got to upload all this stuff for you. We'll have more soon. Big Nate, Nasty Nate Carson committing tomorrow, and then a defensive end from North Carolina, Brody, committing on the 4th of July. So, hope you all are going to have a great holiday weekend. We'll talk to you soon. This is JC Sherbert. Holla.